Let's now talk about what the United Kingdom is doing. There are travel restrictions on Indians when they've been vaccinated using the same vaccine which the British are also using. So we have this version of AstraZeneca vaccine, which is called Covishield. But if you go to the United Kingdom with Covishield, both doses, you shall be treated as unvaccinated. And the rules that are supposed to be implemented on unvaccinated passengers will apply to Indians as well. Whereas if a person who is vaccinated with another variation of AstraZeneca in Europe, if that person were to come into the United Kingdom, then there is a different set of rules. All right, I'd like to introduce K. Sujata Rao, former Secretary of Health in the Government of India. Thank you very much, Mr. Rao, for joining us. And Dr. P. S. Narang, Associate Director of Pediatric at Max Healthcare. Ms. Rao, let me begin with you first. Do you think that this is an ideal situation where the same vaccine being manufactured in the UK and in Europe have a different set of rules, but the same vaccine being manufactured in India is not recognized?
Totally bizarre, as Dr. said, and it's very unreasonable because, as you said, it's the same as the vaccine that has been manufactured in India. I kind of think that it's not racism or discrimination, it's more a market buy. I mean, after all, you know, in a short time, India will have so much surplus stock to export, and they would like that their vaccine has a command over the export market and not India. India's production capacity is so huge and overwhelming. So they would like to bring in as much of a discredit to the Indian vaccine as possible. So I think I see that one, that could be one reason. And the second, that so many Indians are going now to UK, that it's a good market for them. I mean, you have to pay for the hotel, you have to pay for the two vaccines that they have to take. So it's just like the UK, British visa, it's easily one of the most expensive in the country. And they keep, you know, even for a 3 months visit, you have to pay much more than you would have to pay for a visa for any other country. So this is again another way of raising revenues for themselves. I see more of these kind of considerations rather than any racism or any deliberate discrimination. But having said that, there could also be a bit of a credibility issue in the sense, you know, the vaccine policy in India did invite a lot of controversy. And a lot of states, we don't have one, unlike in England, where there's a Public Health England that issues the certificates. Mm-hmm. There's so many authorities giving certificates, and then the certificates have photographs and this and that. So, you know, it kind of makes it seem as if their genuineness could be, I suspect, they keep hearing. I mean, these are excuses. I don't believe them at all. But I'm just saying these are the excuses they would like to offer to say that in India, everything is on sale and you can buy a vaccine certificate and come here. So I think they're tending to mix up issues like this. But I do feel it's more a market supremacy that they want to assert over their own AstraZeneca version and not allow Indian vaccine companies to come up.
Correct. Dr. Gupta, Professor Ravinder Gupta, he's a professor of clinical microbiology at the Department of Medicine, University of Cambridge. Professor Gupta, you know, you've got an AstraZeneca vaccine, you've got the Covishield, and you've got the Vaxzevria. All three absolutely identical, but different rules.
Yes, I agree. There is a serious problem with differentiation between vaccines that are made in the same method by the UK government. So I think that it's a mistake to be taking this route, and we need a more constructive method of verifying vaccination status in order to facilitate global travel and, of course, economic activity.
Yes, and you know, this point that Ms. Rao was making, Professor Gupta, that that there may be a fear that there is, you know, people not getting vaccinated and also getting their vaccination certificate, you know, certain aspersions being cast on the entire process of vaccination in India. Don't you think that in all honesty, the United Kingdom government should spell it out, say it in as many words? We don't trust your vaccination drive, and that is why we've called you, or we treat you as unvaccinated.
Well, I think that, you know, a degree of transparency would be good. In other words, is there a concern about the validity of certification or the process of certification for vaccine status? But these are issues that need to be dealt with on a global scale. And so really, because this problem is not going away. Therefore, maybe something through WHO, a centralized system, could be developed that spans different countries, that has lots of numbers of vaccines associated with vaccination status. So I think we can get over this, but I think that it needs a coordinated effort, and I think WHO really should lead on this.
All right. Dr. Narang, there is also this whole issue of how much it costs Indians to go and get quarantined. So they're fully vaccinated, right? They have the certificates, but they'll have to go for a quarantine also. Now, that is expensive. Yes. Do you remember earlier on, Indian students were being made to pay an exorbitant amount of money for an institutional quarantine, which was very expensive, a huge burden on them, despite the fact that they're fully vaccinated. And also the tests that are being conducted, and now this is the latest information that we are getting, it costs an exorbitant 22,500 rupees, around 222 pounds, to get yourself tested there. The same test in India is for, if you were supposed to get 3 RT-PCR tests for your results, in India it will cost 2,700 rupees. Everything is expensive, and you've forced Indians that, number one, we won't recognize you. Number two, you will have to pay up for all these expensive tests and quarantine also.
Sanket, it's very good you have brought this topic today at this NDTV platform. Actually, I am at the moment in UK, and I came 10 days ago, and I have taken not 3, I have taken 4 tests, one before coming in India, and I've taken 3 tests on day 2, 5 and 8. And today is the 10th day, and although I was able to do home quarantine, but it was expensive to do the test here. The 3 tests has costed me around 20,000. It's not only the test, it's a mental trauma, because 80 crore people in India have been vaccinated, and you cannot say that 80,000 are fake. I mean, there is a genuinity of COVID vaccine produced in India. India is able to export vaccine abroad, and a lot of countries are depending on India for the vaccine. And the whole program is good. And as far as the expenses are concerned, well, countries-wise expenses can be different, but the mental trauma that you need to be at home, or you need to be in a hostel, or you need to be in a hotel, it's something when you are vaccinated is very, very difficult for anybody to digest, because all these vaccines are approved by the European medical agencies, and 12 countries or more than 12 countries in Europe are recognizing our vaccine. So we should be looking at the same treatment in UK as well.
Absolutely. Dr. Narayan, you're the director of Global Health Alliance in the UK. Dr. Narayan, India is the vaccine capital to the world. We manufacture a whole lot of vaccines, right? And it goes out all over the world. With this sort of attitude, are we to assume that if tomorrow the United Kingdom were to need vaccines manufactured by India, they will not go for it because they don't trust them?
Thank you, Sanket, for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
Would just like to clarify one thing here. We know, I mean, it is very, very frustrating that whatever we are dealing with at the moment, especially for Indian students who are coming to the UK, that they have to go under quarantine and 2 to 3 tests in the UK. But at the same time, you must understand that UK is again trying to establish and strengthen its relationship with India. India is a very important strategic partner for UK post-Brexit. All the government agencies in the UK government and the universities in the UK, they all want Indian students to come to the UK. So they will never try to do something to dampen that mood, that attitude, and obviously nothing is being done, especially to target India or Indian students or Indian citizens. I think there are some technical issues. One, that the Serum Institute did not publish their immunogenicity data till 2 to 3 weeks ago. There were some reports in the press in the UK as well that there are some states in India where fake vaccines have been found, fake reports have been found. I'm not saying that the UK government has taken that into consideration, but at the same time, you have to understand that the NHS is under a lot of burden. We are having 40,000 positive cases. Number of deaths have started to go up. Number of admissions have started going up gradually. It is also responsibility of the UK government to take and keep the citizens of UK safe. So possibly there are some technical issues, and I'm very much aware that both the governments are discussing at the foreign ministry level and health ministry level to sort out this issue. And I'm very certain that in the next few days or within next 1 week, this should be sorted.
Yes, Dr. Narayan, you know, to some of your points, I'm sure you're aware that this same vaccine was exported to the UK from India and administered to citizens of the United Kingdom. And now we have a situation where the same United Kingdom, which was happy to vaccinate its own citizens using this Indian vaccine, now does not recognize this Indian vaccine. I mean, it's very, very hard to understand this rule. What is
this? I completely take your point. And for a general public, it is very frustrating to understand that the same vaccine being given in the UK. For example, I possibly got the same vaccine which was made in a Serum Institute in India. And if I come to India today, and if I fly back to India, then I won't possibly need to have the PCR test and or to quarantine possibly. But as I said, that there are some technical issues like the bridging data, or the immunogenicity data, which was supposed to be published by the Serum Institute. It took a long time.
And so have government spoken about this? Has the United Kingdom expressed this at a diplomatic forum or taken this up with India?
Officially, obviously, it has not happened, because again, if it would have happened officially, it would have come in the news. But I'm aware that there are ongoing discussions between the health and the foreign ministry to sort this out very, very soon.
Sure. Ms. Rao, do you think that the key over here is honesty? For the United Kingdom to say, look, there's some problem that we have from reports. We are not very happy with it. And that is why this is what we are planning to do. You tell me how you can help us fix this. Do this, do that. I mean, with a lack of transparency and an arbitrary decision that Indians will be treated as unvaccinated, it's just uncalled for.
There's so much of double standards in it. Because, you know, yes, that's true that Serum Institute took a long time to publish their bridging study results. But the point here is the marker is that WHO has given it emergency authorization. And that should be more than adequate. I mean, Covaxin doesn't have a WHO certification, and therefore countries don't recognize that. It's understandable. But this one is approved. Serum is approved. And the serum, if you know, as you saw in the media too, US and UK and Europe are now chasing India to see that we honor their commitment to provide for the Covaxin to the Covax facility. It is this same vaccine that's going to be provided for the COVAX facility. I mean, India is the biggest provider of that. So, you know, I think the quality is not something they can question. I don't see any reason or any argument, logic argument that they can offer to say why they have debarred and de-recognized this vaccine, except to say that this is just another way of raising their resources. By compelling Indians to go through quarantine and taking more of those vaccinations, and somehow or the other, bringing a question on the validity of Indian vaccines.
Yes.
See anything else?
Yes, Dr. Narang, I want to come back to you. You know, number one, this lack of transparency, and number two, this arbitrary decision making. Do you feel that apart from humiliating, the process of, or the vaccination drive, one of the largest in the world, you're also humiliating and creating hurdles for individuals like you. Say, for instance, if someone were to come into the UK, imagine the hardships, imagine the trouble.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Sanket, that basically all this process of a science, of the process of manufacturing vaccine, It is not just a simple thing. It goes through all paraphernalia. Most of the things are checked at every single level. I mean, not only one, maybe 100 quality controls are done before releasing the vaccine. So they should not be saying that Covishield made in India is anything inferior. I mean, we have had good results and we've taken the vaccine. And I agree, if somebody has to come urgently to UK like this, I mean, my children live here, so it will be a big trouble. I mean, going through all the process again. And we should have some transparency and we should have honesty saying that, I mean, all manufacturing in India is done at a very good level. And I've worked in England as well as worked in India. And I see the stringent rules which were followed at my Max Healthcare for the giving of vaccine. So I totally agree that vaccine should be recognized, and person who have taken both the vaccine will promote other persons to take the vaccine anywhere in the world so that the whole travel thing becomes easier and we should live the normal life again as we have been living about 1.5 years ago.
Professor Gupta, if this is a concern that there are some media reports of fake vaccines or fake certificates, do you think that, I'm sure, you know, we all are aware and we can see it right here. If there is a, if there is an act of corruption, it will be visible and it will be spoken about, however much governments may not like it. But to focus on some isolated case somewhere and make it an issue of national policy for the United Kingdom, that, you know, we have read some report in some little corner of a newspaper and thus we'll declare all Indians unvaccinated. Do you think this is a wise form of going about things?
Yes, I think I agree with that. Using small examples of fake vaccines is not a reason to have such a policy. For example, here in the UK, there are virtually no regulations in terms of mask wearing, etc. If you walk around this country right now, there is uncontrolled transmission in the UK occurring in our schools and in various other parts of the country. And therefore, the whole rationale for control of COVID-19 here is really, there is no clear strategy. And therefore, I think that in travel restrictions based on coronavirus vaccination, therefore, should reflect what is going on in this country, which is that there is no real strategy.
Right. Thank you very much, Ms. Rao, Dr. Narang, Dr. Narayan, as well as Professor Gupta for joining us. This is a significant discussion because this has, even for those who are not traveling to the United Kingdom, have upset many Indians. You can't do this. It's not right. Thank you very much. That's a end to this edition of Left, Right and Center. News continues on the other side. Stay with us.